flight from Boston's Logan International Airport to England's Stansted International Airport, an increasingly popular airport in the UK for start-up airlines. Located 45 miles northeast of London, it had become the third busiest airport in the UK, home to 40 airlines and handling more than 20 million passengers a year. Arriving there would be a new experience for me. On my many trips to London, Heathrow had always been my destination airport, but I always enjoyed deviations from the norm when travelling, and flying on Wayne Silverton's airline to a different airport certainly represented that. Because the aircraft was parked in a specially designated spot at the airport, away from the main terminal with its jetway access to planes, we boarded by going up a set of stairs that had been rolled into place. Wayne and his wife, Christine, stood at the foot of the stairs and personally welcomed each passenger. "Ah, Jessica," Wayne said, flashing his characteristic broad, brilliant smile. He was a stunningly attractive man by any standard, his perpetually tanned square face providing a contrasting background for very white teeth. "I am so glad that you could find the time in your busy schedule to help us celebrate this special day." "I wouldn't have missed it for the world," I said. "How exciting to be a guest on a new airline's maiden flight."
"I never thought this day would come," Christine said. She was as beautiful as her husband was handsome. Christine had been a stewardess for Pan Am until that proud airline eventually went under. Of course, by the time that happened, stewardesses were no longer referred to by that name. They became known as flight attendants, the change having mostly to do with an influx of males working flights. You couldn't very well refer to them as stewardesses. But no matter what they were called, I've always had a special fondness and respect for the men and women who make their living at 30,000 feet, keeping passengers happy, but most important, assuring the safety of those in their charge, particularly when emergencies crop up. Fortunately, that was a rare occurrence in modern commercial aviation. "You must be bursting with pride," I said.
"And exhaustion," Christine replied, the smile never leaving her finely chiseled, classically beautiful face. "But all the hard work was worth it, especially having so many of Wayne's friends from Cabot Cove with us this morning."
Wayne Silverton had been born and raised in Cabot Cove, Maine, a standout high school athlete, football, basketball, and track. He went to Purdue University on a full scholarship, majoring in aeronautical engineering, a discipline for which that Indiana university is well known. It was assumed that he would forge a career in engineering, which was where he started out after serving 3 years as an officer in the Air Force. He was hired by Pan Am and quickly rose through its ranks to become executive vice president of that once dominant airline, which was where he met and wooed Christine. But an indomitable entrepreneurial spirit had taken hold of him, and he left the airline to join a well-financed real estate consortium that bought a series of small, unprofitable casinos and hotels in Las Vegas. The group renovated them into attractive properties, resulting in their sale for many millions more than the group had paid. Those deals made Wayne a rich man, and he left that real estate partnership to form his own construction company, building high-rise condominiums in that gambling mecca. Unfortunately, he was ahead of the curve. It would be years before the condominium craze in Vegas caught hold. According to what I read in the business press, Wayne eventually fell on hard times, and it was rumored that he was on the brink of bankruptcy. A few years later, I was surprised and delighted to read that he'd put together financing to launch a new airline, Silver Air. Shortly after that announcement, he and Christine returned to Cabot Cove to bask in the accolades thrown his way, "Local boy makes good again," and to tout the airline to local civic and professional groups. That's when I renewed my acquaintance with him and Christine, and I'd followed the progress of his startup airline leading to the day when I, along with others from the town, received an invitation to join a group of dignitaries.